going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
It's Friday. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, out towards the beach, it looks pretty gray still, but there's clearly some sunshine out there.
It'll be a nice day. Yeah. It's going to be a nice day.
It's supposed to be a great weekend. This is a perfect weekend for Bottle Rock. Everybody who's going to Bottle Rock, congrats. If you're not going and you're thinking, oh, that's because there's no tickets. I'm looking at an article in SF IST, and they're saying there are still some tickets for Bottle Rock. So you might be able to go and get those. If you've been thinking, oh, I'm shut out, maybe not. Maybe not. Green Day headlining today.
You'll see Maddie later today, and I'll be out there with my crew tomorrow.
Yeah. Who are you looking for? Besides Benson Boone, is there somebody that you're
We're going to see JT as well.
Oh, okay. So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Your wife loves him, right?
Yeah. Well, they all love him. Are you kidding? He's Branch from Trolls.
Oh, right. How could I forget?
What's wrong with you? We're going to see Branch from Trolls.
It sounds awesome. Billie Eilish tickets, we have them all day. And by we, I mean Mason and Jane. Mason has a pair for you at 12:05. And then Janie kicking off your weekend with a pair of these things. Come on, 405, 505, and 605. We'll give you code words. You text them to our contest line, and you're entered to win tickets to the brand new, just announced Billie Eilish concert on November 23rd at the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation. So keep it here on Alice all the live long day. That's all we ask. Just always be here. Okay. Kanye West.
Yeah.
Or just yay. I mean, he's
I've never been one to call him yay.
Yeah, me either.
There's nothing yay.
I call him boo. But many people do call him yay. Or ye. Seen that too. So Kanye West FaceTimed his kids, and so now he's done with anti-Semitism. So yay! Kanye!
What'd you just say?
Kanye West has had a change of heart after seeing his kids on FaceTime. He's, quote, done with anti-Semitism, end quote.
Is that like a pair of pants you just take on and off whenever you feel the need, huh?
Yes, Vinny, you didn't realize that? You didn't know that you could be like anti-Semite one day and spout hate and put that everywhere on social media and just in general be a total tool, and then the next day pull those pants off and put on your nice guy pants? You didn't know that?
I didn't know that. Mm.
Yeah, I just found out about it too. It's new. It's like new technology.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know what? Honestly, I hope he does stop spouting that crap.
That would be great.
Because it does end up in the press and it ends up out there. And I don't know if people still listen to his new music.
Right.
But I'd hate to think anyone out there is thinking, well, since Kanye does it and he's a billionaire, I'm going to do it
too.
That's
okay.
Right. Yeah. I don't want to see that.
Well, there are dummies who are like, oh, what does Kanye do? Yeah, I'll do that too.
Well, people are like that about everything.
Right.
That's a person who's made it, and that's the example they're setting.
Yeah.
So I hope it is done.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay. It's done. In a series of tweets on Twitter, he said, I love all people. God forgive me for the pain I've caused. I forgive those who've caused me pain. Thank you, God. I simply got a FaceTime from my kids, and I want to save the world again. The earth itself is God's kingdom. share peace, share love. And then he shared a link to Apple Music where he's got a new song with YoungBoy, Never Broke Again, NBA YoungBoy, which is great if you're YoungBoy. That's who you want to be affiliated with. But maybe he agrees with everything that Ye says, Kanye. So, new song called Alive.
Oh, from?
From Kanye and YoungBoy, Never Broke Again.
You know, it started a lot. I don't know the evolution of this guy, but I do know that I remember him saying things like, I'm the greatest artist on the planet of Earth.
I'm a genius.
And all these delusions of grandeur that he had are also some of the symptoms of mental illness. So it started there, and then we ended up in, you know, anti-Semitism and more. Wasn't he wearing a Klan hat at one point, too?
Not that long ago.
He said, if the Bible was written today, don't you think I would be a character in it? That was
Oh, no. He's fully God's child. And so I think he feels that because that's true, whatever he thinks must also be true. Like, he's delusional. I'm not here to surprise anyone with stuff. But I do think that we see this he's very extreme. But it's that whole arrested development thing where you get to a certain point in your life and you become famous, or something happens in your life that sort of is the marker. That's it. That's as far as you're going to develop. That's how much you've grown, and that's how much you will grow. Like, I always think about
that's arrested development. Sure.
I always think about that with Justin Bieber. He's 15 years old, and suddenly the world falls at his feet. Adults, children, everyone, right. No one around him encourages any further growth of any kind. And so Kanye, who clearly already had troubles, at some point becomes so big that if he doesn't like what you have to say, he gets rid of you. And so then that becomes the end of the no. And people are enabling this behavior and supporting him and all. I mean, he is definitely surrounded by people who are on his payroll who are like, I would like to continue to be on this guy's payroll.
Well, yeah.
He's an idiot. This is an easy job. I just nod a lot. Including that wife of his. Like, what the F?
Well, who knows what that's about. But she's dealing with, and I don't know if it's part of it is because she knows, she sees the other side. So I looked it up. Delusions of grandeur come with schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, narcissistic personality disorder, and also with substance abuse. But I...
And combinations of any of those,
yeah,
right?
It's got to be, he's probably got a few, if not all of that.
Yeah, he's definitely challenged. I don't know if there's hope for somebody like Kanye. Like, he's so far gone. Okay, maybe he swims back and he's holding on to the edge of the pool, but he's just in the deep end of all this stuff. Like, ugh.
Well, he's not taking his medicine.
What medicine is he supposed to be on? You know, like, who is he allowing to evaluate and prescribe for him?
I don't know.
I'm going to say, I think he thinks it's back to the delusions of grandeur. Like, he thinks that he's God's child and everything that he thinks is right. And he would be a character in today's Bible. Like, he's...
I don't know. I mean, there's definitely something going on. So we'll see. Maybe if he can stop doing the anti-Semitism, we're off to a good start.
Right. Honestly, I feel like if you could be a person that he would take advice from, it would be, you're going to disappear from all tabloids. We're going to get you someplace where it's going to be about you and figuring out what's going on with you. And people are going to stop saying yes to you. It's almost like this is where the conservatorship happens. And I don't know that there's anybody in his life who's in a position to take that job on. I mean, his mom's gone. That seems to have been part of, if not the beginning of, some of these problems. It's terrible. But it's just so ridiculous. He FaceTimes his kids, and somehow after seeing
it,
he says, yeah, I'm done with anti-Semitism. Okay. Thanks for telling us, I guess. Good luck with that. Next story. Miley Cyrus.
How's she doing?
She's fueled by fantasy in Something Beautiful. This is the film that is it's like a pairing with her new record that's coming out. It's a visual album project, and it is hitting theaters for one night only, it looks like. It's actually going to be making the rounds at some of the film festivals. Like, I think it's in the Tribeca Film Festival. I have a trailer for it, by the way, and it's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And I like looking at Miley, like that one song, that doctor song that she did. I don't care about that song. I can't even sing it back to you. I've seen that video five times. And I just don't know what the song is. And I'm like, that is a woman in full.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing what she wants. She looks happy. She looks relaxed. She's killing it in every possible way. And so maybe that's what people want to see. Like, I have to admit, I'm like, I might give that a look. I'm not going to go to the movies to see it. But if it's ever available to stream, yeah, I might press play. So Something Beautiful. This is her visual album's first official trailer. It's up at the Sarah & Vinny Facebook page. It does feature a snippet of an unreleased song, and this came out yesterday. It posted 3 weeks ahead of the movie's theatrical release. The trailer opens with Miley Cyrus cloaked in a black ensemble and wearing a bright red lip. I mean lipstick, but okay. Staring intensely into the camera. And then it cuts to a montage of clips of her frolicking through the streets, performing with a fleet of backup dancers on a circular staircase. She's singing Easy Lover, one of the unreleased songs on Something Beautiful's track list. Oh, yes. And it's exactly what you think it's going to be. This is the trailer for her visual accompaniment.
It's fun to watch her.
Yeah, she's just super fun. Like, she's beautiful and she wears crazy costumes and she's sassy.
She's pulling off, and I've heard her talk about it, so this is why I think this. She's pulling off this effortless thing where she's just
having a good time.
But she has talked about she exercises a lot. Mm-hmm. She's got a very specific diet. She takes good care of herself. She doesn't tour because of her voice issues.
Yep.
Like, she's someone who's pulling it, but also makes it look fun.
Manages it.
Look
right at
her.
She makes it look absolutely effortless.
Yep.
She really does. I feel like she's one of those rare people that is just, and maybe she's not, maybe this is acting. She's an amazing actress. She just feels like one of the few people who is truly comfortable in their skin. And even when she was doing the things that I was not a fan of, the humping of the microphone and the tongue always out of her mouth for a couple years there.
She had to kill Hanna-Barbera.
Kill Hanna-Barbera, exactly.
What's her name?
Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
So I wasn't a fan of that, but the older that she gets and the more like she seems to be self-examining, and I just feel like I hope for her that she's in a great place, because I'm digging the good vibes and variety that she's putting out there.
Oh, you did it again.
I'm working it in.
What
baby.
A job you're doing.
Thanks for noticing. I do appreciate it.
Amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a short trailer. It's not a super long look at this thing, and it's just a little clip of one of the unreleased songs, but it is up for your enjoyment on our Facebook page. I just think this is kind of cute. Like, people yell mean things when they're in a fight, and apparently at one point, Justin Bieber was having a fight with his wife, Hailey, now Bieber. She's a Baldwin.
Yeah.
And she's a model. And she was, I don't know how successful she would have been. I don't know how she's benefited from being his girlfriend and then wife greatly, I assume. But she is beautiful. And so maybe she would have been a top supermodel no matter what. Well, apparently at one point, at some time in their relationship, he said to her, it's not like you'll ever be on Vogue. And she was just featured on Vogue.
Ah.
So he actually.
What a D thing to say.
Right? Well, people say D things to each other and their kids. Again, back to the whole Arrested Development. Like, he's just, if someone says no to him, his girlfriend, his wife, whatever, and he doesn't like it, he lashes out. But that is a super, it's a really
a super
mean thing
D
to say.
Thing to say, and that's,
and I'm sure he's apologized.
Has he?
I'm sure he has. But he is doing it very publicly now as he congratulates her for being on the cover of Vogue. He's saying, I have said in anger. And, you know, during a thing I'm not proud of, I said that she would never be on the cover of Vogue, and here she is proving me wrong. And I thought, no, that's nice. We didn't know that, but he's apologizing her for insulting her. And he shared one of her glamour shots. It's a pretty, that's a highly coveted cover to be on.
Well, if you're into fashion, yeah, mm-hmm. You are stoked. That is an absolute honor.
And so he decided to walk back his hurtful statement.
Someone wrote in that he split for Iceland to make his record.
Yeah.
Because there's no extradition there to be dragged into the Diddy trial.
Oh.
And I went, well, we never thought of that, did we?
Right. Well, his name's come up as just one of the people who was at some of these parties.
Well, he was there.
Yeah.
As a 15-year-old.
But a lot of people's names have come up, and any one of them could get subpoenaed, right? They, you know, they can talk to you if they think you've got some info.
That's why you hide in Iceland.
Right. Yeah, I'm really busy doing my album right now.
Right.
Bruh. So I'm going to be hanging out here for a while. Good job on the Vogue cover, honey. Thanks, hon. And that's it. I'm basically out of time. What do you got coming up?
A lot of stuff, including science.
Oh, I love science.
And more after these.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice the Morning Show. Oh my God. It's Friday. Check out the Alice973 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily.
The reels are great.
It's amazing.
That she's been putting together.
Bob! Bob is over 200 people now. When's the last time you checked it? So Bob on the waves, right? That's Bob's Instagram handle. She just set it up. She hasn't posted anything yet, but I'm sure that'll change. Bob on the waves, 200 and something people. How many have you looked?
Yeah, I just looked. It was 227.
All right.
Not too shabby for 2 hours.
Day.
That's pretty good, yeah.
2 hours.
Thanks for the support, everyone. I'm so excited.
We want you to blow
you.
Up. We want to blow up your Instagram.
Please follow her. Bob on the way.
Smash that follow button. It's there.
Nice.
Woo!
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Zoo. Celebrate summer and support SF Zoo at Roar and Pour.
Oh, Roar and Pour.
An exciting new... You're welcome, SF Zoo.
Yes.
If you want an audio version of that sent to your party, I'm sure Maddie can... He probably doesn't want to. He's going to Bottle Rock. Never mind. But here it is. Celebrate summer and support SF Zoo at Roar and Pour. An exciting new outdoor wine tasting event.
Sweet.
With a wild twist on Friday, June 27th from 5 to 7 p.m. It's called Roar and Pour.
Roar.
For tickets, visit sfzoo.org. Oh, this week.
Another good one. Another one in the books, Ben.
Morning clouds.
Mm.
Sun later.
Okay.
Although Napa, if you're headed up to Bottle Rock for Memorial Weekend, it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, it's
sunny and
good.
75.
Woo, woo.
I highly recommend that you bring your sunscreen and your sunglasses if you're getting out there early in the day.
Mm.
That can get brutal.
Yep.
Even by tomorrow afternoon, you'll be like, well, I've had too much sun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hate to be a party pooper, but now I have to hide in the shade.
Yeah.
So
there are some shady kind of walkthroughs out over there.
Oh, the whole place is rad. Yeah. I'm just saying, wear your sunscreen.
But if you're out, you know, in the middle of a field watching a band, there's no place to hide from
right.
the sun. You're stuck
mm-hmm.
in it.
And good weather ahead.
Mm-hmm.
The Knicks play the Pacers tonight at 5 p.m. There's that. By the way, back to Bottle Rock for a second. If you want info, go to bottlerocknapavalley.com/info. It's all there.
That's so easy.
Transportation, tickets, wristbands, festival preparation, general info. What can you bring? What can't you bring? It's all available online. Check it beforehand.
It's good to double check things before you get there and go, oh, what? I can't? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, the simplest thing is I always want to have a backpack if I'm going out for a full day to carry the things that I don't want in my pocket.
Right.
And that even includes my phone and wallet.
All of it. All the stuff. Throw it back there.
Turns out it's got to be a clear backpack or you're getting told to go find one.
Yep.
You're not getting in with that.
Just grab what you need. Throw the rest in the trash.
Listen to this. A guy fishing in Pensacola Beach, Florida, saved a teenage girl from drowning last Thursday, and he didn't even have to get his feet wet. His name's Andrew Smith. He can't swim because he has something called seizure disorder.
Oh.
And he had his drone with him, so he used it to drop her a flotation device, and she was able to get back to shore and save her own life. I mean, with his help, because he dropped
the... Oh, my God.
Isn't that neat?
That's incredible. He's got a drone. So he's fishing, and what does he do? He has a drone that can look and see where the fish are?
Well, I don't know why he had it with him. People love drones. I don't get it.
Yeah, people do love drones.
Especially I always think of that as a young man.
Yeah, that's
I always think of
yards.
That as, you know, a way to find naked ladies in their window, but
yeah. Well, maybe that's what he's doing. There he is, you know, controlling his drone. He's like, I think I'll fly over that batch of hens. That clutch of hens down the beach for me. That's incredible. That's wonderful. A life saved. Thank you, drones. You're everything to us.
It's time for nerd news, everyone.
Ooh. Nerd alert. Nerd alert. Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
In optometry news.
Oh, my God. Tell me everything. What's new in eyeballs?
Researchers in China say they've invented night vision contact lenses that let you see in the dark. They claim... You can even see through your own eyelids. They say, not with a ton of detail yet, but it's still in development.
You can see through your own eyelids?
Even when your eyes are closed.
Okay. I'll try them. I don't know what else to say about that. That just feels like eyelids are going to kind of cancel everything out. Is it also like x-ray vision, night vision?
Well,
x-ray night vision?
If you can see through your own eyelids.
Then you can walk around with your eyes closed and everyone will think you're sleepwalking.
Don't worry,
it's
Sarah.
It's amazing. It's like they
I'm
know
not
the whole
looking.
Layout of the...
What?
I just happened to wander into the ladies' locker room. All right. Can I hit record on these somewhere? Is there a place where I can... I don't know how to do this.
In space news, Jupiter is the biggest planet and a new study found it used to be even bigger, almost twice its current size.
Oh no, we're losing Jupiter?
Right after the solar system formed, you could have fit more than 2,000 Earths inside Jupiter. They say now it's only like 1,321 Earths.
Oh, geez, that's really smaller.
Ever heard the stat that there's only 1% difference between chimp DNA and human DNA?
Yeah.
It's not true. A new study found it's probably more like 15% difference.
Still, it's a lot. Not in common.
In bug news.
I'm ready for it. Enjoy bugs.
A study found plants crank out more nectar when they hear bees buzzing. Researchers think farms might be able to play buzzing sounds to help crops pollinate.
Oh. That's nice. It's good. I don't know how they hear that. Just the vibrations of the wings. An ear of corn might be able to pick that up.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You didn't like my ear of corn?
I didn't get it. I was looking at my next story. That is really good.
Thank you so much. I'm here for another about 4 minutes.
You're wrong. Asked me to be your hero, and I'm going to go as long as I can.
My hero gets us out of here at 9:45.
Oh.
Mm.
God, Vinny. I'll save this. What? But this is a Memorial Day story.
Go ahead. Do it. I'm only kidding. I want to be here all day. Keep going.
Do it. Be
Yay!
A hero.
According to WalletHub.com, 58% of Americans plan to barbecue this weekend.
I definitely plan. I'm going to two.
You're going to two?
Yeah, two barbecues.
The entire Midwest is obsessed with bratwurst.
I love bratwurst. And that is
you
where
love
I,
it?
Yes. And I did not really know that much about bratwurst until I lived in St. Louis. And then I was like, whoa, these people love bratwurst. And you got to cook it with beer. Pour beer over the top.
Every state from Ohio to Colorado bought a ton of brats over... every state from Ohio to Colorado will eat a ton of brats over Memorial Day weekend. Mm. Texas, California, and most states out west are into steak. Skirt steak, ribeyes in Arizona, skirt steak in Texas, T-bones in Nevada, Utah, Wyoming, and New Mexico.
Barbecued steaks? Is that what we're talking about?
And beef flap in California.
Beef flap. That sounds good.
What's beef flap?
Is that that rib cap? The beef flap?
I don't know. I hate talking about meat like this.
Really?
It grosses me out.
So many cuts. I'm sure we can find beef flap.
Yeah.
What part is it from? Because I have to admit, I have very filthy thoughts about beef flap.
It's from...
Oh, go ahead.
Please, do tell.
From the bottom sirloin butt.
That it almost doesn't help me.
It's on the bottom area of the cow where the sirloin comes from.
Is that not what I just said?
It's just a thin, tender cut of it.
I just don't know where the sirloin butt comes from.
You said
underneath, like I'm hearing sirloin butt, and I'm like, is that where sirloin steak comes from? The butt? I mean, I just don't know. Maybe we could get a diagram that we could all look at together.
Oh, look, text 800-400-3697.
You are my hero.
There's a diagram.
Oh, boy. Hey, Vin, I'm also wondering if there are size restrictions on clear backpacks. I have run into this issue at some events because my wife has a large clear one. Go to bottlerocknapavalley.com/info.
Yeah.
I just went and realized that the parking's sold out.
Oh, yeah. You got to park far. There's a lot of things you got to take into consideration with this.
You really have to bring some cash because the pedicabs are there to take you from the lot, the far away lots. That's what we did. We parked far away. The three of us, it was me, Christina, and Edie. We just jumped in a pedicab. Guy was great.
So yeah. I'll see some other parking besides their official parking.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then jump in a pedicab. Okay.
Or there's even an Uber drop-off line, too. Sometimes if you have to park a couple miles away, you might have to grab an Uber. But they are circling. They are there. They're working.
Huh.
You'll get there. You won't have a problem. But don't think you're going to pull right up to the place. Look around.
It's going to be fine. Yeah. I actually had the easiest time. In fact, I was sitting there going, boy, I thought this was going to be a real bitch. And it wasn't.
Like, you just have to remember where you're parked. Because you're going to get in a pedicab. You'll be, oh, the pedicab. And then you'll be like, I have no idea where I put my car.
And then the dude that we got, he was a total delight. He's like, yeah, I camp here. I come up here. I bring my bike. I camp. And I do this all day for 3 days.
Huh.
And I was like, oh, that's really cool. And he's like, all right, get out. There we were.
I got other
you're already here. Nice. You're going
to
like it.
All right.
Do you want to game us? Or
oh, is it time?
Don't
I
you
see.
Hear it?
I do. I wasn't even listening to it. I was thinking about how much fun you guys are going to have at Bottle Rock. Okay, let's play. Let's do When Did That Happen? We haven't done that for a while. All right. When did Benjamin Franklin invent bifocals? Yes. You don't have to carry two pairs of glasses around anymore, thanks to Benjamin Franklin, who invented bifocals. What year did that happen? Vinny, you're first.
I don't know.
Just take a stab.
I don't know. 1790.
1790. All right.
He was dead by then. 1736.
God damn it.
I'm going 1750.
That is Vinny's. It's 1785.
Oh, my God.
In your face!
Oh, I'm taking a big facial on that one.
Yeah,
that's all over my face.
How do you like that?
Yeah, that is all over my face.
Come on. Barely 10 years into our country.
Ah!
Next up. When were bank robbers Bonnie and Clyde shot to death by Texas and Louisiana state troopers near Gibbsland, Louisiana? When did that happen?
Wait, real quick, Vinny, when did you, what year did you say?
He said 1790.
That is when Ben Franklin died.
Oh,
in
he died in 1790.
Oh. Hmm. So, yeah, take
you,
take
Maddie.
Back some of that
Never mind. Still won.
He still won. I mean, you went 60 years earlier.
Yeah, no. I thought he did it when he was a young guy.
This is you first on this one.
1925.
What's the question again?
Bonnie and Clyde shot to death by Texas and Louisiana state troopers. When did that happen? And you said what again?
1925.
Says Maddie. Bob, you're up.
31.
1926.
1934 is the correct answer, and that's a point for Bobby. Bob. When did Amber Heard file for divorce from Johnny Depp and then was never heard from again? When did Amber Heard file for divorce from Johnny Depp? Bobby, you're first.
2019.
What do you think, Finn?
2015.
15. And what about you, Maddie?
2020.
Vinny, that's a point for you. 2016, Amber Heard files from divorce from Johnny Depp, and that was the last time we ever heard from either of them. And how about this one? When did Roger Moore die of cancer? He was 89. He was James Bond in 7 movies.
He was my James Bond until someone said, you know, he's not the only one, and he's the bad one. Mm. And I went, what?
7 movies of Roger Moore. When did he die of cancer at the age of 89? What year did that happen, Vinny?
I'm going to say 2017.
Maddie?
2018.
All right.
2004.
It happened in the exact year of 2017. Vinny, that's 2 points for you, my score. 4-0 to 1. We're ending this week on a high note with kisses.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much, everyone.
He's talking and kissing all at once. Oh, Vinny, congratulations.
Thanks, everyone. That's
friend.
Been an honor. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you so much. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to represent.
Goodbye. And have a great weekend. And have fun at Bottle Rock if you're going to that, or if you're just having cookouts, whatever.
Yeah, say hey if you see us.
And keep it on Alice all day today. We've got Mason has tickets for Billie Eilish. Jane's got that last chance for you to go to Drag Me to Brunch and more of the Billie Eilish tickets. Keep it on Alice all the live long day. Play us at your barbecue, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.